ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड हिरण्यकशिपु किंग ऑफ द डीमंस टेक्स्ट 46। भूतेन्द्रिया मनोलिंगा देहानुच्चा वचान विभो भजत उस्रजति ही अन्या तच्चापि स्वेन्तेजसा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द फाइव मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स द 10 सेंसेस एंड द माइंड all combine to form the various parts of the gross and subtle bodies. The living entity comes in contact with his material bodies, whether high or low, and later gives them up by his personal prowess. This strength can be perceived in a living entity's personal power to possess different types of bodies. Purport. The conditioned soul has knowledge. And if he wants to fully utilize the gross and subtle bodies for his real advancement in life, he can do so. It is therefore said here that by his high intelligence, Svena Tejasa, by the superior power of superior knowledge achieved from the right source, the spiritual master or acharya, he can give up his conditional life in material body and return home back to Godhead. However, if he wants to keep himself in the darkness of this material world, he can do so. The Lord confirms this as follows in the Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Yanti devavrita devan pitrin yanti pitri vritaha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti mad yajinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. The human form of body is valuable. One can use this body to go to the higher planetary systems or Pitraloka. Or he can remain in this lower planetary system. But if one tries, he can also return back home, back to Godhead. This prowess is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Super Soul. Therefore the Lord says, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. From me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. If one wants to receive real knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become free from bondage to repeated acceptance of material bodies. If one takes to the devotional service of the Lord and surrenders unto Him, the Lord is prepared to give one direction by which to return home back to Godhead. But if one foolishly wants to keep himself in darkness, he can continue in a life of material existence. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. After coming here, I came to know that I am supposed to give class. Or Anand Prabhu said he is not prepared. I didn't get even chance to think about this verse. One time Srila Prabhupada mentioned, somebody asked him, why not everyone comes to 22nd Avenue? In those times it was the only temple. And Prabhupada said, he said, why they don't come here and why they go to Bowery? The hippies. Some are coming here, but most are going to the Bowery. And Prabhupada only said, free will. So the knowledge is there, as this verse explains, as if the living entity is all powerful and he decides. He decides and Krishna sanctions. But unless the living entity desires, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not sanction. Krishna, he acts like a facilitator. He does not act like a monitor. He does not force the living entity. If the living entity desires, all the facilities are provided for the living entity to go back to Godhead. All the facilities are there. But the living entity has to make that decision and activate that decision. Desire is there. One may have certain desire. Just like when people go to the cremation ground. When they see the surrounding is so strong to develop detachment, the bodies are being burned. Especially in India, you can smell the body, the burning body. You can see the body is being burnt. However, a person is so addicted to sense gratification. And most of the time, this people who are coming from low family, the part of the function when they take the body to the cremation ground is to drink as much as possible. So even in their drunken stage, they develop detachment. E kya sharir hai? They understand the temporary nature of this body. And they develop detachment. Why? Because a living entity has a natural desire to live an eternal life. It's very strange to see that our endeavor to be happy, because that is our constitutional nature. Living entity's nature is to be eternally happy. Not even 1 second of misery is the nature of the living entity. It's 24 hours, 365. Because that's nature. He is constitutionally supposed to be happy, but the place where he is living is a place of full of misery. So this conflict of being happy, his nature, to fulfill his nature in a place where it is constitutionally miserable, is such a painful experience. It causes all time anxiety. And when that stark reality is seen by the living entity, in the mundane world, the suffering is so stark, so clear, then he develops detachment about his body. This body is useless. After all, his body will be burnt, because the surrounding is there. So therefore, we see simply information is not complete unless the surrounding is there and the practice is there. In the Mahabharata, when Maharaj Pandu, he had gone for hunting excursion along with his family. And then, mistakenly, he shot an arrow to a sage, a Brahmana sage, a householder sage, when he was united with his wife in the form of a bird or an animal. And Pandu shot the arrow and he actually killed him. So while dying, this sage cursed him that we had changed our form to enjoy the animal pleasure and you have shot us. And I curse you that when you try to enjoy with your wife, you'll be dead. It was not. Pandu knew the power of the sages. The curse was not simply like we curse each other in our anger. But here it was the curse, it was a reality. And when Pandu Maharaj heard that curse uttered by the sage, immediately relinquished everything. He took to the life of Vanaprastha. And he tried to live in an atmosphere where his Vanaprastha life was very conducive. He gave up all the connection with the kingdom. The knowledge was there, the information was there, the fear was there of the curse. But at the same time, when he allowed himself to be in a situation where it was not at all conducive to practice his Vanaprastha life, the weather was very beautiful, the surrounding was enchanting for animalistic pleasure, and most unfortunately, he was alone with his wife. And therefore, the fear was there, the knowledge was there, but the surrounding was not there, and he became weak. And because of that weakness, he tried to enjoy with his wife and he fell dead. And that is the condition of living entity. In the background, the fear is there, the knowledge is there, but some or other he does not
remain careful about his surrounding. And because he does not remain careful about his surrounding, he hopes, maybe nothing will happen. Maybe this will not come true. And we get third degree burn. As it happened with Maharaj Pandu. So therefore, simply the knowledge of Atma Tattva is not sufficient. We discussed this before also. The knowledge is there, and there has to be a visible detachment. Yesterday I was seeing one Niti. Niti says that to give up suddenly is very painful. It is difficult. Somebody is living in a nice apartment, nice bungalow, nice locality. If you force him to live in slum area, he will not be able to handle. Like Prabhupada gave the example of, C.R. Chittarandan Das. He was working for the British government and he was making big money in those times. But because there was a call from Gandhi to renounce everything, he renounced everything and the Congress was paying him stipend of 500 rupees per month. 500 rupees was too much in those days. But he was making 50,000 per month. So that sudden change in lifestyle, Prabhupada says, almost caused him to commit suicide. He couldn't handle that. But on the other hand, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they had so much of wealth. First thing, they developed attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they came to renounce. Mahaprabhu said, no, do it slowly. Act like a penny, like a wise materialistic person. And slowly get detached from the mundane world. So slowly, slowly got detached. And at the same time, they had the higher taste. And because they had the higher taste, what to speak of 500 rupees. In those times, their wealth was, you know, shipload wealth. Gold, coins, jewels, and everything was there. Because they were the chief minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. And not only chief minister, Nawab Hussain Shah considered Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami to be their younger brothers. And not the fighting younger brothers. There was such an intimate relationship. All of his wealth were also their wealth. And they gave up everything, came to Vrindavan, and they were living underneath a tree every day. Different trees. So therefore that visible renunciation has to be practiced as we progress towards the ultimate destination. Our destination is death in the mundane world. In fact, the Shastras explain, when the living entity takes birth, immediately the principle of death comes into his existence. He is dying every day. And because he is dying every day, if he is not conscious of it, and then he is not surrounded by such facilities, where you are reminded regularly, and then he will not be the way Pandu Maharaj acted. Why? Because he is constantly reminded. Therefore, we see in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he raised this question. He had Shukadeva Goswami come to his place and he asked this question, what one should do when he is about to quit his body? And he spoke about his connection to the Pandavas. He spoke his confidence. He gave that assurance to Shukadeva Goswami that let whatever this Brahman has created, let it come and bite me at once. And then he said, if I have to take birth again in this material world, let there be complete attachment to Krishna. Let there be association of devotees. And let there be friendliness towards all the living entities. One after another, he presents his heart to Shukadeva Goswami. And then Shukadeva Goswami starts speaking in the second canto of the Bhagavad, condemning the material life. And he explains in one of the verse, that Pashyanapina Pashyati, people are seeing that fallible soldiers, as Prabhupada writes, everyone disappears in the oblivion of air. Within no time. And people are seeing it. But still, it doesn't make any sense. Why it doesn't make any sense? Because the surrounding is not strong for them to maintain that understanding. The understanding is there, but to maintain that understanding constantly, if the surrounding is not there, like one time Srila Prabhupada explained to one of his servant, that I and Bhaktivinoda Thakur could do it. live in the material world but maintain our Krishna consciousness. He said, but all of you cannot do it. He said, if you go out recklessly without fear of material life, you will not come back. Therefore, stay in the association of devotees. If you don't stay in the association of devotees, material life will conquer you. He said, I and Bhaktivinoda Thakur could do it. And it was the reality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada could do it. Live in the material world, traveling everywhere, but constantly reminding himself, not only reminding himself, he was also remembering how to convert other living entities into being Krishna conscious. So Parikshit Maharaj has presented himself, his understanding, his conviction about Krishna consciousness, but still Sukadeva Goswami talks about mundane life, how mundane life is condemned. Then he speaks the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, how the Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by my father, and my father spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to me, even though I was situated in the mode of impersonalistic realization, but I was attracted by the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Parikshit Maharaj is hearing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, but then Sukadeva Goswami explains the rituals of listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. How one should listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And the whole first chapter of the second canto, the rest of the verses, it is simply Parikshit Maharaj is hearing from Sukadeva Goswami all the rituals which is connected to this material body. We may know the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, we may believe in the glory of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but at the same time, if you don't act on this bodily platform of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as prescribed by the Shastra, then the Srimad Bhagavatam will not make any sense. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bahu Janma Jadi Kare Shravana Kirtan, Tabuta Na Paye Krishna Premadan. Even if one chants for millions of years Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kaviraj Goswami is scaring us that he will not get Krishna Prem. Sometime we speak the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to give us, to console ourselves that everything is alright as long as we chant Hare Krishna. So that we can cover up our anarthas, our difficulties, and give that confidence. Just like we see in the Christianity, you put Jesus Christ in the front and you give him a contract, he is there to solve all of your problems. You just have to like him, you just have to believe in him, you just have to love him. All lip service. And because we cover up our anarthas, we don't take spiritual life very seriously. Mahaprabhu is there, he has taken contract, he is the Patita Pavan incarnation. You don't have to work hard to overcome the contamination of our consciousness. Yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will do that, no doubt. But it is not a bhakti, where you expect Mahaprabhu to do his role, but we don't do our role. Bhakti becomes very beautiful, bhakti becomes very dynamic, bhakti becomes very attractive if the living entity also exhibits his sincerity. Not only, it is not one-sided, that you do your role, but I will not do my role. I will continue to live a life which I was living before also, except I start believing in you. It is not devotional service. Devotional service is twofold. Krishna is taking his steps diligently, and we also have to take our steps. So when we do that, when that combination is attractive to all the living entities. Like one devotee was mentioning, that when we fall from the path of Krishna consciousness, when we trip in regards to devotional service, not following the principles, not acting properly, not engaging in devotional service, Krishna might lose hope in us. Of course, Krishna never lose hope, but he might lose hope in us. But the devotee should not lose hope. He should continue. Once again he should rise. Once again he should try to rise and come up to the expectation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this dynamic between a devotee and Krishna is what is devotional service all about. Otherwise it is again kind of a demigod worship. A demigod worship is what? The attitude or the characteristic of demigod worship is offer as less as possible and gain as much as possible. The whole concept, therefore, Krishna, yesterday Gaurang Prabhu in the Brahmachari class, he was giving very beautifully why one should not worship demigod. Even though demigod worship is sanctioned in the Shastra. So one of the reasons is that when one approaches the demigod or some very powerful being, the attitude in approaching the demigod is so perverted one that you don't want to offer. You want to offer as less as possible. Like Prabhupada told that story. One demigod worshipper had gone to Goddess Durga and he said, "My dear Ma, my dear mother, if you fulfill this desire of mine, I'll offer you a goat as sacrifice." And his desires were fulfilled. And he still did not offer the goat to Mother Kali. So Kali started coming in his dream. "What's happening? You have taken this vow. You have taken this vrat. You're not offering." He said, "The goat price have gone high now. Now wait for some more time." Eventually she said, "Okay, if not goat, then offer chicken." He said, "No, that is also very costly." So Mother Kali said, "At least make that gesture of offering something. Offer something." So he said, "There are so many flies around, flying around you. Why don't you grab one and accept as my offering?" So it is not a story. It is not a humorous story. But that is the mentality of a person who approaches someone very superior with the intention of gaining from him as less as possible. What a strange phenomena. You offer 1 rupees garland and you want 1 crore rupees. We see all the demigod temples. If that same mentality is there with Krishna also, philosophically, as Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in our practice, we are trying to make Krishna as a demigod. Again, as I said, from Krishna's point of view, Krishna is so magnanimous. He said, "However you come, akama, sarva kama, moksha kama. In whatever way you come to Krishna," he said, I will offer. That is from Krishna's side, from Krishna's point of view. But from our point of view, from devotional service point of view, that is not the right way to do. One has to actually, after understanding the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, has to approach rightly. Otherwise, we also have the same mentality like Hiranyakashipu. What a knowledge is offering. And after studying Bhagavad Gita, getting your Bhakti Shastri, getting your Bhakti Vaibhav, still we will not be able to give such a recitation as Hiranyakashipu is doing. So convincing. He is giving Upanishads, he is giving Puranic story, he is citing example from the Shastra, and he is convincing his family. After convincing his family that how this material body is temporary, he is going to Mandara Mountains to live eternally in this material body. It is not surprising. Why? Because there is a natural tendency to live eternally. And demonically is trying to fulfill that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's purport is such a beautiful purport. If a living entity wants to do so, he can do it. He has the power. As we were discussing yesterday night, we didn't have the conviction that we could distribute 2000 Mahabig books. Everyone was convinced, now the books cannot go. It is finished. The time is up. People have become so materialistic and they already have. In those time in Maharashtra, Marathi books were distributed more than 7 lakh Mahabig Bhagavad Gitas. So 7 lakh is too much. It's almost like 1%. 1% of people. And you also quote Manushyanam Sahasreshu to confirm your conviction. But then, when the change in attitude came, enthusiasm was there, then same temple, same devotees were also involved with more number of devotees. Then what happened? Not 2000. 2000 was somebody in Nigdi were doing. Small place. Not even a whole Pune town. A small town. In one day they did 2500 Mahabig books. Why? Because there was change of attitude. Therefore this free will is the gift of the Lord. I remember in Delhi one time, Maharaj was giving talk and somebody asked this question, that why Krishna has given this independence to living entity? Why has given this independence? And first time I heard his answer, he said, Krishna is such an amazing God, he's taking the risk of giving you that independence. Krishna is taking the risk of giving us that independence, knowing very well that most likely we will misuse that independence. That is the risk of the Lord. He is willing to take that risk. Why? Because by giving that independence, then the living entity independently can decide either to love Krishna or to hate Krishna. It's very simple for the Lord. Make us like a robot. No independence. But just like a loving father gives that independence. I remember one of our brahmachari, when he was coming here to study in Bombay, his father told him, as long as I have this strong faith in you that you will not do wrong, I know you will not be doing wrong. When I lose that faith, without hearing anything, if I lose that faith, I know that you are doing wrong. So therefore, go to Bombay and study nicely. Don't fall into bad habits. And in good times or bad times, I will continue to love you. So that was the risk he was taking, sending in a place where it was not at all, you know, from all practical point of view, it was not at all a reality there where he could maintain the standard of living, the pure living. But he had that faith. I know that he will not go wrong. So Krishna also, he knows. He knows everything, past, present and future. Sometimes this question is asked, if Krishna knows everything of what we do, then where is the question of free will? Yes, Krishna knows everything, past, present and future, but the problem is he loves us. And love has the power to cover the knowledge. Even the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all knowledgeable, but because he has a compassionate disposition towards the living entity, he hopes against the hope that maybe this living entity will take to Krishna consciousness. So he provides the facility. To use that facility for devotional service, gives that facilities for the living entity to practice devotional service. He risks by giving the facility. But the living entity again misuses. Like in the Mahabharata, when Vidura saw Krishna coming to Hastinapur as a peacemaker, and Dhritarashtra has arranged, I was talking to Janardhan Prabhu, he is from China, and he became very happy that when Dhritarashtra heard that Krishna is coming to Hastinapur, Dhritarashtra told his ministers, get most expensive China silk. Mahabharata uses the word China silk. He started jumping, wow, we are offering China silk to Krishna. So actually Dhritarashtra got China silk. China was quite close to Hastinapur. And then all the most amazing gifts were brought to the Lord. And he had palace of Dushyasan kept for Krishna. Of all the people, Dushyasan's palace. And when Krishna came, he directly went to the house of Vidur. And Vidura, he told the Lord, my dear Lord, what is the point in going to Duryodhan? Do you think he will listen to you? He's not going to listen to you. He is so convinced, he's so stubborn that he will not listen to you. And Vidura gives all the characteristics of Duryodhan, all the disqualification of Duryodhan for which he is not meant to listen the words of the Supreme Lord. All the bad qualities, stubbornness, thinking himself to be right and others are wrong, enviousness, hatred towards the Pandavas, not having respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having no faith in the words of the spiritual master, having no faith in the sages. He gives all these qualities, attachment to material body. He said when he has all these bad qualities, he is disqualified to hear from you. So why waste your time going to Duryodhan and speak? Krishna knows, he doesn't need to hear from Vidur. And Vidur is confirming what Krishna knows. But what Krishna says, I know Vidur, what you say is right, but it is my duty to give a chance to the living entity. I will still go and try to convince Duryodhan. That is our hope. If Krishna always maintains the knowledge aspect, the knowing aspect, all-knowing aspect, and he just glances over us, then he will not provide any facilities. He will not send his saints. He will not send the scriptures. He will not provide the temples. He will not come in the form of his deities. Why? Because it is very clear. A stubborn living entity, when he was not practicing devotional service, only this small group of living entities. Most are there in the spiritual world. The small batch, the most rebellious, have come to this mundane world, giving up their connection with Krishna in the spiritual world. So what is the possibility of they practicing devotional service in this mundane world? There is no possibility. If one can become rebellious in the spiritual world, what is the guarantee that he will become devotee in this world? There is no chance. And that knowledge is there in the Lord. That knowledge is there in the great devotees of the Lord also. But what covers that knowledge? The compassion aspect. The sympathy aspect, the love aspect. Because the love aspect and compassion aspect covers that. And therefore the living entity, that is the hope of the living entity. Hope against hope. And therefore Krishna gives deities. Krishna gives the scripture. Krishna gives the saintly people. And Krishna gives all the facilities for us to practice devotional service. And because it is the will of the Lord, His Satya Sankalpa, by His will, when all these facilities are there, then the living entity suddenly at some point of time desires to practice devotional service. And just imagine, Krishna has already provided a facility and the living entity develops that small desire. Can you imagine how much more facilities Krishna will provide? There is no limit for him to provide the facility. Therefore, in ultimate sense, because it is our constitutional nature to serve Krishna, it is Krishna's constitutional nature to be compassionate without cause. Arjuna in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he explained to Narad Muni, he said, the nature, the characteristics of Krishna makes me mad. He said, I go mad by remembering the characteristics of the Lord. What is it? He is causelessly loving. He is causelessly compassionate. He said, how is that I will not go mad? He was telling it to Narad Muni. But still we did not take the Supreme Lord seriously. The whole theme of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, every devotee, up to Srimati Radharani, I don't know if Narad Muni approached Radharani also, Gopis also, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. At least up to the Sakyaras, no one claims that the greatest of the devotees. They glorify Krishna. Just see, Krishna is so great. Prahlad Maharaj also, you know, Hanumanji also, Pandavas also, Uddhava also, Yadavas also, and the Sakyaras devotees, the Vatsalaras devotees, the Madhuriras devotees, everybody is saying that, I am not a good devotee and Krishna is so great. So this combination of devotee wanting to serve Krishna, making that effort, that visible effort, and then Krishna increasing the facilities for us to practice devotional service is what makes devotional service so easy. And therefore devotional service at no point of time is a difficult thing. Because Krishna is there, his devotees are there, the facilities are there. Only thing, we have to accept it. And by accepting it and practicing the process in a most tangible way in this very lifetime, like Janani Vaspu always says, he said, you believe it or not, everyone, one who has come to Krishna consciousness, he says in this very lifetime, he will go back to Godhead. So therefore, bhakti is difficult because wrong use of free will. But bhakti is easy because Krishna and his devotees are providing unlimited facilities, forgetting our stubborn nature. And when we understand this principle, and even if we don't like to practice devotional service, even if it is mechanical, like, you know, one devotee told one devotee born in a devotee family, young kid, engaging in all kinds of sinful activity. He said, never give up the friendship of devotees and chant Hare Krishna in whatever condition. never give up. So he continued to chant Hare Krishna in his intoxicated stage also. And he continued to maintain friendship with devotees. But how long can he do it? He have to choose one of these two. He chose chanting Hare Krishna. He chose associating with devotees. He gave up all his bad habits. And made progress in spiritual life, and he got initiated also. Like yesterday, Gaur Gopal was saying, another young devotee, born devotee from our congregation. Maybe 6 months back he was saying that, I don't think I can ever get initiated. I don't think I can ever get initiated. Because I'm so bad. I have no interest to practice devotional service. And yesterday he was telling that I'm desperate to take initiation now. I want to practice devotional service seriously. You pray for me that I chant my 16 rounds seriously. And I chant my 16 rounds in the morning hours and get initiated as early as possible. That is bhakti. That is devotional service. You know, because the favorable circumstances are there. Devotees' prayers are there. Krishna is providing that facility. Some months back he was thinking that he can never get initiated. Now he is thinking that he wants to take initiation. So therefore here, Srila Prabhupada's purport is very wonderful. That if the living entity desires, he is powerful and he can attain the supreme perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Muralidhar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you very much for a nice class. Many times we see the youth, they go out of the association of devotees to earn, maybe like, you know, more finance. And they go to some places where there is no, practically no association at all. And when they come to you and they just ask for your permission to go and be there for 6 months or 1 year and 2 years or something like that, earn and come back fast. Now, what should be our approach towards them? Because we know on one side that association of devotees is very important. If they lose the association, then they lose the seriousness about Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we also know that if they are around here, then they will not be able to make so much as they would have made if they are, abroad. And what they would make in 1 year or 2 years, it would take about 15 years over here. At the same time, we are aware that association is not there. So, how do we really go about with this particular approach?
Anandanam is here. I remember Anand Vrindavan Prabhu had the choice of choosing a better prospect job. And he had some facility where he could travel around and make more money or work in Bombay only. So he approached Radhananda Maharaj, what should I do? Maharaj said, you can do either one of these two. You can do either one of these two. And he said, explained to me what are the conditions involved if you work in Bombay and if you work traveling around. First he told what are the facilities, the car, the flat and unlimited bonus, so much more money. And Maharaj made him speak himself, what happens if he takes that job and quits this job? This job was giving him money. He was able to survive, he had the house. Everything was there, but more money was coming. So then he decided, after hearing, he realized, he only understood, that if I take this job of traveling around for more money, then my Krishna consciousness will be hampered. I'll have to, it will be really disturbing Krishna consciousness. Then he made that decision, okay, no, I will stick to this job. He lost, big money he lost. But because he continued to practice, Krishna reciprocated. Krishna reciprocates. Now, if you ask him, he said, Even from a material point of view, if I see, no, forget spiritually also. I could make more money than I would have made in that job. Plus my Krishna consciousness was maintained. Plus I had no boss bothering me all the time. I was independent. He could come to the temple from 2 to 6, from morning till 2 o'clock. And then from 2 to 7 he would work. Now he works 3 days a week. And not that his family is starving. Plus he has become such a convinced about Krishna consciousness. Like you had that story. Muralidhar had such an amazing story. He was called by devotees to go to Kurukshetra. I tell this story everywhere, whenever we travel. And he said, no, I have my practice. I can't come. So then the devotees were insisting, only 3 days, let us fly, then you come back. Maharaj is going, you also come. So he decided not to go. And next 3 days, no patient came to his clinic. Not even one patient came. And then he was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada mentions in the story of Mrigari. Prabhupada says, the source of your maintenance is not the source of your income. Your income does not maintain you. Krishna is the source of your maintenance. Now, Paramatma actually bringing that exact verse. Krishna is the maintainer. So therefore, we don't again force anybody. A preacher is a facilitator. He is not a director or a monitor. If people are so interested in making money and also want to practice devotional service, we give a philosophical understanding. But we don't say, don't do like this. But it's up to them to make a decision. Depending upon how serious they are in Krishna consciousness. And how strong relationship you have with people. So therefore, a preacher should not take the responsibility of people saying in the future that you are responsible for me to live such a simple life. You are responsible. Let people take the decision. Let them blame themselves. Otherwise, in the passion of trying to help people, we also want to take that credit. I gave a good decision to him. And because he followed my decision, just see how nicely he's progressing. No. Let him take the credit of making a right decision. We are only facilitators. They hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam class, there is no compromise. It's all straight. They read Shastra, they chant Hare Krishna. Understanding is there, just like Pandu Maharaj had the understanding. But the surrounding is forcing. No, increase your standard of life. That way you can make more money, serve Krishna also. Invite more devotees, have a bigger car, have a bigger house. The bigger house comes, bigger car comes, but the devotee in the... It's not used for devotees or used for devotional service. Why? Because they're out. So therefore, it has to be... We don't take the responsibility. They have to take the responsibility. Are making the right decision. And they are responsible for it. If they make the right decision, you praise them. Wow, you are such a sincere devotee. If they don't take the right decision, they might come back. Prabhuji, my spiritual life is gone. Then you sympathize again. Again sympathize with him. Rather than condemning, I told you not to make this decision. But you are such a stupid fellow. That's what we do usually. Condemn. Sympathize. He has made the mistake. Honestly has come to you saying that I made this mistake. I made this mistake. I went because of the money's sake. So now you help me. Then you sympathize. You don't need to, like our Chaitanya Charanpur was saying, there is a causative and there is curative. There is a cause for the fall down. You don't have to, he already knows why he went through that. So give them the cure now. Be sympathize with him and help him. So therefore, that is the principle has to be applied. That we don't take responsibility. If you read the Bhishma Dev's instruction to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about pure devotional service. It's meant for the Nirmat Saranam. But to live in this world, people approach so many management books. This book, that book, this psychiatric, that psychiatric. But Mahabharata, everything is there. Bhishma's instruction to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that one volume Usually what we read Mahabharata is the English version. Basically interesting part is the battle, the gambling match. But beyond that, the instruction which is meant to live a social life, the management which is there, it's very interesting. Amazingly interesting. Bhishmadev's instruction. He says, Bhishmadev says in one place, if someone is making mistake, you're younger, and is hell-bent upon making that mistake, he says, you close your eyes. Make your ear go deaf, deaf, blind, and you don't even talk. Because if you say something, he said, they'll do it more. Give them the time to make that mistake. They'll come back. Because basically when he has heard Krishna conscious philosophy, all this time and still makes a decision of doing it wrongly, then we don't have to stop them. This is what I have learned. There must be many other ways to solve the problem. Some devotees could be really strong in their confidence and they can actually use the surgical instrument and actually bind them with ropes. I will not allow you to go. Curse them that you may lose your job. There may be different other ways, but I would prefer this way to handle the situation. Just like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, Maharaj did not give him the decision. He asked, okay, what will happen? Tell me if you work on this job. Tell me what happens if you work on this job. What happens to your Krishna consciousness? So he was only answering. Then he only made the decision. That I think I will take this job. And Maharaj appreciated. Very good. That is the best thing to do. Once he made that decision, reconfirm that decision by quoting Shastra. Therefore, hearing Bhagavatam class is primary importance. Because you don't get compromised version. Adjusted version. When you talk to person one to one, then you get adjusted version. And therefore, that should not be quoted. Sometime we see devotees say, oh, my spiritual master told me this. That is Shastric. He confirmed what I do. No, he is confirming what you are doing just because you are not willing to hear the higher levels. But if you really want to hear the higher level, come to Bhagavatam class every day. Then you understand what is the higher level. And you don't need to approach independently for personal advice. All personal instructions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. But when we want, then the instruction from the superiors, the matured superior comes based upon our condition. They will not give us higher level because we can't take it. So Bhagavatam class is the place where you actually get the most ideal instruction. Other place you don't get. Personal instructions are, if you approach, if a guru is giving on his own, okay, I want you to do this service, that's a different thing. But you approach, Maharaj, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm feeling to do, what do you think? Okay, do it. I have my blessings. Then if you know, this is, the guru has given instruction, the permission becomes an instruction. There is a difference between permission and instruction. Therefore, letters, like Prabhupada letters, can't be used as everywhere. It's a letter written to some particular individual. Books are the most important instructions of Srila Prabhupada. His classes are most important, not the letters, not the personal advice. What Prabhupada told you personally, the same thing Prabhupada must have told something else to some other devotee. Then it cannot be counter. People sometimes fight. I heard directly from Prabhupada. And somebody else says the same and says, no, Prabhupada said this thing to me. No, what he says in the books. When there is a controversy in something, you approach the book. The book says, the Bhagavatam, is a Shastra. Bhagavatam class is a Shastra. Therefore, actually, if you understand, we don't need to approach personally to get instruction for certain things. No emergency. All instructions are there. If you have heard attentively and respectfully, Sukadeva Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj, two things are required to hear Bhagavatam. One is attentively and respectfully. If you do that, then all the knowledge is revealed. Then based upon these two things, actually you can make a right decision. You will not go wrong. Otherwise, You know, the great devotees, knowing, they're always, basically the devotees and Krishna are like mothers. I remember there was one neighbor, and the mother was so loving to her son. And son would make repeated mistake. He was addicted, very intelligent boy. He stole the Mangal Sutra of the mother while she was sleeping. In those places, in our that area, you know, removing Mangal Sutra like you are killing your husband. Woman will never remove her Mangal Sutra. And the son is removing it and has gone and sold it. It's like a big news all over our colony, like people are talking, you know, pata hai usne kya kiya? Apne maa ka Mangal Sutra nikal diya. The mother is crying, like so inauspicious. But he came after a few days, she's embracing him, she's kissing him, and then, you know, providing all the facility. And that's how the devotees act. That's how Krishna acts. But if you hear from them Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita as Krishna spoke to Arjuna, then he said, you rascal. The first verse Krishna speaks to Arjuna, that you think you are Pandit, but you are a fool. That is the beginning. So therefore, it is better to hear instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And only those people who don't hear Srimad Bhagavatam class, they need to have a repeated appointment. 2004, June 24, one appointment. 2004, June 27, another appointment. There is no end of appointments. Exhausting the energy of the spiritual master and just investing so much. But they hear Bhagavatam class, 3000 lectures are there. Prabhupada's 1000 lectures are there. And then apply according to your strength and make advancement in Krishna consciousness. I think I'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.